Hi, my name is Tristan and I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist working in Northampton, UK. And in this episode, I would like to introduce my amazing client, Anna. Me and Anna had a great conversation about some of her successes and some of her experiences that have happened over the 2 years she's been working with me. And there's been some really good topics that we talked about, which I know a lot of people will find very, very interesting and can take some really golden nuggets away, which can help them too. Topics included talking about females doing weightlifting and whether they become bulky and unattracted to the opposite sex, whether being sore is an indicator of being progress, being sore after workouts, how she made amazing progress on just 2 days a week, where most people are doing as much as 5 days of training per week. And we talked about how it's really important to do you and focus on what makes you happy. In Anna's case, she wanted to make a change. She felt she wanted to reduce body fat, but a lot of her friends and family saw her as already being quite thin and didn't think she needed to make a change. But for Anna, that was important. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Speak soon.
So tell me a bit about yourself. What do you do as a job and your family life?
So I'm a biomedical scientist. I work in the hospital. Basically, my job is whenever you're going to GP or you go into A&E or you're admitted in hospital and they take you the blood tests, it comes to the lab where I work. Mm-hmm. It's processed. It's me that normally processes and we give the results back to the doctors.
Yeah.
I'm currently doing mainly nights.
Yeah.
Which is 12-hour shifts. Mm-hmm. Normally, I will do like 3 to 4 nights a week.
Yeah,
which is quite a lot. I'm single. I have my boyfriend and my friends. And yes.
Yeah. So you've got, and then you're from Portugal, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm from Portugal. So basically, all my family is back home. I came 7-8 years ago in 2015.
So you've been here quite a while then.
Yes, yeah. It's now becoming more home here than Portugal.
So I think you've been working with me as a client, personal trainer, doing personal training now for like almost two years, or potentially a little bit more than that now, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think I started after the pandemic. So I'm not sure if I started April 20 or April 21. I remember it was April.
Yeah, I think it was April. We'll have to double check that. I'm not actually sure. I think it might be April 21 because it was after the lockdowns that we was able to sort of really start doing proper training, wasn't it? So let's go back to that point. Why at the time, you know, what was your life like at the time, you know, and what was it that drove you to inquire and actually start personal training? Like, what were you struggling with? What problems were you facing?
So already at that time, I was already doing a lot of nights. I was already like on 3-4 nights a week. And then I've been always slim, but I never liked it, like exercise. Mm-hmm. I've never been a sporty person at all. I always ate it PE in school. Just like, it's not my thing being sporty. Yeah. But I was getting to a point that though everyone look at me and I'm slim, I didn't like the way my body was looking, like how the fat was distributed on my body, because I was what I call the fake slim. So I knew it that I had a lot of body fat percentage and very low muscle percentage. Mm-hmm. And that is a massive difference when you have a lot of fat, even you are slimmer, and compared to having more muscle. Mm-hmm. And then I was just feeling like I was getting too sedentary. I was like getting home, I was spending just doing the things around the house, cleaning, laundry, all of that. But that was my exercise and then my nights, and that was it. I was like just sitting on the sofa and nothing else. So all of that just drove me to, and the fact that I'm really bad of with make myself accountable. I need someone to help me with that. All of that made me just to seek for a personal trainer and improve that.
And you know what what a journey you've, you know, you've come on, really, because, you know, you've made some massive changes to your body composition and your training, your confidence. There's so many things that we could talk about. If, like, talking specifically, I mean, it's a good topic to, because I think there's a lot of people out there that would relate to that, you know, you, like you said, you know, family members, friends might say that, you know, you're already slim, why would you want to make a change? That's that sort of thing. But I think that's quite an important thing, because, you know, what's most important is how you feel about yourself. And there is, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but if you don't feel fully confident about your body and your body composition, which you was referring to, maybe having too much body fat, not enough muscle, and that was making you feel, you know, not as confident as you would like to be, then, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, because everyone was like, why you want, like, to lose weight, or why do you want to exercise, you're already slim. I was like, yeah, but I'm not the right slim. Mm-hmm. I have too much fat in my body than muscle. So people can't, I don't think when they see a slim person or a thin person, I don't think people can understand that kind of things, because you're already slim, you're already thin. Yeah. Why you want to change? Like, why? But there is a massive difference on the way your body will look like, because I was having a lot of fat around my abdominal area, hips, and now that is shift. Mm-hmm. So that is a massive difference.
Yeah.
And even like when we look at the photos when I started and the photos now, I think I have almost the same weight, around 56, 57 mm-hmm. kilos, or probably now I have slightly more weight than when I started.
Yeah. Yeah, and your body's changed. Your shape's changed quite a lot, hasn't it? Yeah, brilliant. What had you tried? So before starting personal training, what had you tried before, and, you know, what was sort of results had you got?
Before I tried personal training, I was follow up a few years ago online coaching, like mm-hmm. also you provide, mm-hmm. And the results were also like good, mm-hmm. but then I just gave up, and really just before I started with you, I was not doing anything, because I'm very good making excuses not to exercise.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
and we all... oh.
So yeah. I was like, nah, oh, I'm too tired today. Oh, today is like cold. Not today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was not doing barely anything. And I think is where the personal trainer come and helps a lot. Is not to make that excuses, is to come, do it, and and just exercise.
totally, yeah.
And it helps a lot.
It's that accountability, isn't it?
Yes.
That accountability, and just being consistent, you know, that's the key. You've been so consistent over this period of time.
Because I see a lot of people do, like, exercising 5 days a week, or seven or eight, and we only do two sessions a week, and the results over 2 years or nearly 2 years are really amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone compliments. Everyone is just like I said before, mm-hmm. people were like, oh, you are slim. Now people are like, oh, you look really nice. Mm-hmm. It's like you, I don't think you need to exercise too many days unless you really want.
Yeah. That's another really key, like, interesting thing I think that you said, was that you've been surprised at how much result you've got with how little you've been doing in the grand scheme of things. Yes, you're doing consistently training two times a week with a personal trainer, but like you said, there's a lot of people out there that think they need to train five times a week, and they do, and they're not seeing the results that they should. You know, they're going to the gym and they're working really hard, doing lots of cardio. You know, maybe they are doing a bit of weight training, but probably not enough, or they're not training hard enough with the right quality of form and technique, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that was also one of the things that made me to look for a personal trainer. It was like, I did a bit of gym and lift weighting in the past, but I think when you are starting lift weighting, it's very important to have someone to guide you and to tell you if you are doing correctly or not, because that will have a massive impact on you. If you are doing the squats but you are not doing properly, or if you are doing the one that you normally do, the one that I don't like, the deadlift.
Splits, deadlifts, yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't do it properly, you won't see the results.
No, no. It's training correctly with the right form, but also training hard enough, you know.
Yeah. For example, I'm a person that I hate and puts me completely off being sore next day. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people love to feel that, but I'm the person that I don't like.
Yeah.
And one thing that you always find very weird on me is I barely get sore after our sessions. Mm-hmm. There is some sessions that I get sore, but nothing massively. Mm-hmm. And the results are still there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that is another thing that people think, oh, I need to be sore to see results. And
they don't. And it's a really big myth. And a lot of people think they have to be sore to justify whether their workout was a good one or not, when actually that isn't a bit of soreness and a bit of tightness of the muscles you've worked is probably a good thing and shows that you've kind of worked the right muscles and stuff. But if you're excessively sore and you're sore all the time, it's not a good thing, and it certainly doesn't mean that you're going to get results like you have.
Yeah. Because for me, a good session is where like I manage to do something more than the previous one. Like we normally have like different exercises in both days of the week, and when I manage to do, even if it's one more rep than the week before, I think that is already good, because it means like you are just improving. For me also, like I know that with me, I never been like strong on my core, and now managing to hold and to do certain exercises noticing that my core is much, much stronger than in the past is like, that is something good. That's like, okay, now this is good. Like,
Yeah, your core's definitely got stronger, isn't it? You know, I know you don't really like training core either. So so the fact you're saying that is a real positive. Another interesting thing that you said, which I thought was really good, is that your job is reasonably physical, would I be right in saying?
Yes, yeah. And there's a lot of walking.
And you said one thing that you'd noticed was that lifting things and stuff like that, you know, there was maybe typically other people in the workplace had, you know, sort of offered to maybe pick something up, but now you've been very much like, no, I'll do it. You know,
yeah.
Because you feel very confident and you've got the strength to easily do it.
Yeah, that happens both work and outside, especially my parents. Mm-hmm. I think my boyfriend nowadays is just like, oh yeah, you have this, it's fine. With my father, I don't think, because he just sees me every couple of months. So when I need to lift something heavy, he was like, oh no, please don't, I will do it. And I'm like, you are 6 years old. I've been lifting weights. I can handle this. And it's much, much easier. Like at work, I'll just do the things. Probably before, like you said, I was going to ask for help. Nowadays, it's just like I lift and people say, yeah, next time call Anna to help you if you have any problems, because she's strong now.
The superwoman now. Superwoman. So, and I've just literally just thought of this as well, but really importantly as well, because I feel that so many females that worry about doing weights because they think they're going to turn into the Incredible Hulk. And then they're gonna, you know, men are gonna all of a sudden find them unattractive because they're almost bulky. But you know, again, you've just talked about all this like superwoman strength, which is really, really positive. But you know, would you say that after doing almost 2 years of weights consistently, that you feel like you're bulky, or you know, you're worried about being unattractive to the opposite sex or anything like that?
No, actually, is the opposite. So you know that I always liked it, and I always prefer to train upper body than lower and core. Mm-hmm. I think, because I always realized that I'm much more weaker on my legs and core than I'm on my arms. So I always like it to train upper body. Then there is another thing that is genetics. So I'm coming from a family where we are really curvy, like kind of like Kardashian curvy, not as much as them, but like an hourglass structure. That made even more prominent, you can notice more that hourglass figure, which I think, well, is my body, so I really need to find that nice, and I really like to see that. I don't feel like I'm bulky on my upper body. I don't feel like I'm muscle. Yeah, my arms are slightly bigger, but
just
nothing.
More tones, really.
Yes, yeah. More tone. Nothing. Like, it's not a massive difference, and it's not like disproportional, like in my, like with my lower body. I don't walk with my arms open because, so I think that is a big, big myth. I think
it is, yeah.
And the posture that a woman will get from training upper body, it's elegant, is really, really nice. Yeah, and I think even if you are not confident for some reason with yourself, the fact that you have a good posture, it will appear that you already have confidence.
Yeah.
It will make a big impact when someone meets you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people's like, oh my God, you are so confident in everything. I'm like, fake it until you make it. But I think the way I walk nowadays, because I train my upper body, my posture is really like straight. My shoulders are open and everything. That already gives the perception that I'm really confident in everything in life. So that will make people see you in a different way and have a different opinion of you.
Definitely.
So I think women should really train upper body.
There's this thing like a quote or a saying where one way to improve your confidence is to imagine that, you know, like a Batman has like a cape, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you, I can't remember who said this, but you put a cape on and then you just walk around, and automatically, because you've got a cape on, your posture just kind of like changes.
Opens, yes.
And it gives you the confidence. And that sort of just reminded me then that, you know, there's probably some similarities to that, that by weight training and training, you know, upper body and stuff, that it just, it actually does improve your posture. But then from like a confidence point of view and kind of the way you feel and walk around, like you just generally feel more confident.
Yes. I feel that way. It's like I feel like even like if I put some heels, even if I don't feel like 100% comfortable on the outfit and everything, but just the fact that I have heels, my shoulders are much more open and I'm straight, that will look like I'm like 100% confident in everything. So yeah, I just like, and even like for me, I have like a small breast. I'm a small breast person. And I think women with that same thing with me will like look much better. I think also
so you feel like posture improves.
Yes,
that.
Improves. Okay. And it looks like that you have bigger breasts, like when you don't.
Okay, interesting. Because never thought of it like
that.
Yeah,
it's just like, I think
it does, yeah.
Yes, it's just the way you sit, you'll sit much nicer, you'll walk much nicer. You don't have back pains. Nowadays, I don't have like back pains. I don't think that is like a thing. But I think like training upper body helps massively, because the clothes will fit much nicer. Tops, shirts, blouses will fit much nicer. And just the fact that people, they will comment and they will say, oh, you look nice. You look like so confident on yourself. And that will boost the confidence on you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What was it that someone said to you just before Christmas? I think was you in a dress, or did we just get into the conversation of a Christmas dress? Or
oh yes, I think I made a joke with you that I was like, oh, I don't want to train lower body because I don't have trousers that fit me because of my bum getting bigger.
Yeah.
And summertime, my mum spent like summertime telling me, yeah, your bum looks nice. Your bum is nice. Your bum is like high and nice and round.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, for example, I notice like now with trousers and dresses, I have this dress where normally it just is tight upper body up to my waist and then flows. And one thing that I notice that I comment with you, it was like on my waist, it was slightly tighter. And you asked me like, oh, do you think you like put your weight like fat, or is just like because of exercise? I said, no, I think it's just because of the exercise. I don't think that I put it like weight gaining too much fat. Mm-hmm. But like trousers, yes, I have like now the problem with trousers where probably I'll need like a slightly bigger number to fit on my bum. Mm-hmm. But then on my waist, they are really, really large.
Yeah. So it's sort of, you've had that, you know, like you were saying earlier, the sort of hourglass effect.
And yeah, that dress, it was like slightly tighter. I think because now my core is stronger mm-hmm. and is muscle.
Yeah.
It's that kind of like...
Totally.
Slightly bulky thing, but nothing scary.
So we've almost got to the point where we have in fact changed the training a little bit to actually just tone down the amount of work we've been doing on your lower body, and for that reason, haven't we? Just for the time being, and almost let the upper body maybe catch up a bit and just work on a few different goals, haven't we? So that's one thing that certainly with females that I work with in general, that, you know, the training is slightly geared towards more lower body, because that's generally the muscle groups that ladies want to tone and maybe grow their glutes, that sort of thing. So that's another thing that can have an effect on, you know, the whole thing of maybe looking bulky. If we did just purely focus on your upper body, doing like, I don't know, press ups, chest, shoulders, back, and we didn't really do much stuff in your legs, then yes, I suppose there would be a small risk of, you know, maybe looking a bit more bulky, and that's maybe not what a female would like. But that's where training can be very personalised, and we can work towards your goals and make training specific to that. But at the same time, we've also done a hell of a lot of upper body work the whole 2 years, haven't we? And it's not like you've suddenly ballooned up and you feel
and
out
one
of shape
thing
in that
when
sense.
I think women think, like you said, in that walk kind of aspect, like that. Don't forget that the women that they look like Hulk, mm-hmm. they consume a lot of calories, they consume a lot of protein, mm-hmm. they want to look like that.
Yeah, they even take enhancements as well.
Yes.
Steroids and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's...
Some of these competitors, yeah.
Yeah, but if you eat your normal for your body and for your age and for your work, you will never get that kind of look, because then we also have another big important aspect is the nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I'll eat my protein after my session, because I feel one thing that I learned in these 2 years is to listen to my body, mm-hmm. which is really important. I think I commented with you in the other day that I'm always eating nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is not a bad thing. People think, oh my God, you are always eating. Like, oh, how is like you are going to get fat? No, because my body needs, because I exercise and I live, like we are always like improving and putting more weight.
Yeah.
My body will ask for more food. Mm. But if I don't like give like more protein and more things, I will never get that bulky. Like years of training here, like they train like 5 hours a day, every single day. They don't have any rest. So
it's, another thing, it's freakish genetics as well. It's like it's literally kind of the 2% of the world that have like these genetics where, you know, they can just, you know, a lot of us, certainly guys, are jealous of these people, because these sort of people can essentially just touch weights and they'll just blow up and be really big. And I guess there will be a few women like that. And they're the sort of people that you're going to see on stage. But because they are only the 2%, you know, that is not the norm. Like you've said, it would take years and years and years of being incredibly consistent and getting so much stronger to even get to a point where you probably look kind of like quote unquote manly.
Yeah, because I think for a woman to look like that, I think they eat like 6,000 calories a day. Come on, you will eat like, probably exactly, I'm eating like 160, 180 a day.
Yeah.
Probably sometimes less, because I'm doing nights, sometimes it's really hard to keep up. It's just like, I don't think women should be scared of training upper body.
No.
Then I think that is just like, I don't know, I think society's norms. Mm. It's just like trends that come and go.
Yeah.
That's another problem of society, is the trends, because you see Kardashians that they look so slim and then they have that fake bums where they do that BBLs and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, if I train, I won't get as slim as them on the upper body. And then my bum is like,
yeah.
So they want just to do the bum, just to look like that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like women, that is like you said, is a myth. Like women, you get bigger if you work for that.
Mm-hmm.
But working for that, it means like you need to eat a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you need to exercise a lot of hours per day.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now, like you said, after nearly 2 years of exercising and doing so much upper body, I love to see like if I put like a dress where it's like more backless,
mm-hmm.
I love to see how my back looks because it looks toned, it looks nice.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like I don't think anyone feels like intimidated because I look bulky. No, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's really good to hear that. What do you think the best thing is about working with me as a personal trainer?
So for me, the best thing of working with a personal trainer and with you is like, first of all, I think you got me really well since the beginning. I have a strange sense of humor and you managed to get that. So congratulations.
So it's important to get on with your personal trainer.
Yes. It's very important
to have some understanding of.
Yes. And one thing that you understood from me is like when I told you, like, I don't like to feel sore. I don't like to feel like next day that I can't move. And you told me straight away, that's not the correct thing, that it shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me, it was already a sign that, okay, we are in the same page as client and personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're telling me like, no, you need really to feel sore, I was going to be like, do I really want this person as my personal trainer?
Yeah.
Because I enjoy to come. I enjoy to come in here every twice a week. If you're going to make me feel like I was sore next day that I couldn't move, I was just like, okay, let's do only one session per week, or probably just drop by now. And yeah, that that relationship of like being in the same page is really important with a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is like you are very easygoing,
mm-hmm.
so I love that. It's just like I don't know. You make me accountable. You push me without sometimes me realizing that you are pushing. And it doesn't make me feel like, oh,
yeah,
oh, please, no.
Yeah, you're not hating your workouts. You know, you're enjoying the process, which is really important because, you know, if you're not enjoying it, then you're likely just going to give up and you're not going to see the results.
So. Yes, you are always asking me like, oh, you're okay? Is like, is this like, what is your goals? What is like, let's work towards what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That is really, I like that. It's like, and the fact that in 2 years, only twice a week, I managed to achieve so much.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just realize when I do certain exercises, it's like, damn, I'm really like strong.
Mm-hmm.
Or when it was summertime, I think you did a video of me. I was doing one of the exercises that was a back exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it looked my back, the way it showed my muscle, I was like, yeah, that is really like, oh my, that is like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really love that. It's just like, because sometimes on the back is very difficult for you to see the improvement that you had.
Yeah.
But in that clip, I was like, whoa, this is amazing.
Nice.
I really like enjoy like, I was like proud going around showing, oh, this is me, this is me. At work, I was like, this is me, this is me. Like to my friends, I was like, this is me, this is me. Mom, look at this clip, it's me. Look at my bag.
I think I remember that video, to be fair. It was, it was good. It was impressive.
Yeah, so that for me is just, I think the fact that we are on the same page and like the results, the accountability, because that helps me a lot. But the results that we have is just like, I think sometimes if you don't want to work out as many days and you want results, because I think if people don't see results, they will just end up giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the reasons that I'm still here, because I see the results I like.
Yeah.
So that is a good thing of getting a personal trainer. And cool. Your health, it will improve much more. I think I told you this in the other day. I was like, oh, I think this winter I didn't get as many times sick because I think my immune system is stronger because of exercising or it reacts better, or it's just like, and you say, oh, there is no scientific correlation.
But yeah, it's very hard to prove to say personal training has definitely been the reason behind it. But it wouldn't surprise me that as a result of becoming, you know, healthier and a few other things, that, you know, these sort of things happen. It's quite common to hear, like, you know, it's kind of like generally when someone gets healthier and does healthier things, i.e. eating better, improving their fitness, it's probably no surprise that someone probably is ill less. But I don't know if there's anything to kind of prove that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because even we did the last year, we did the nutritious side together.
Yeah.
And that helped me also to improve in certain areas that I was not getting. Yeah. So
yeah, we've definitely focused on nutrition a little bit as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
What would you say to someone that is maybe on the fence or thinking about working with a personal trainer, or myself as a personal trainer? Like, what would you say to that person?
Go for it. I know it's expensive, but go for it, because results are amazing. It's just like, it's not only like looking good, is also the health side, like you said, because if you get sick, if you are healthier, if you are strong, your chances of recover and recover quick are much higher than if you are not. And then for me, it's like, I think because we are in the same page, I was like, I think like you are a great person to work with. You are really like chill out, you help, you are like always here to help, you are always looking like to see if we are okay, if we are like meeting our goals. So yes, I think if someone is on the fence, they should go for it. Because it's not only the what you can see, is also what you cannot see. And sometimes, for if you are not the person of like working out every single day, this is a way of helping. Or if you are just starting and you are scared you don't know how to do the exercise, the posture on while doing the exercise, that this is the best way of starting, because you'll reduce your chance of injury, which is very, very important, because if you get injured, you won't want to come back, because it will be like a trauma. So yes, if someone is on the fence to start PTs, I think they should go for it. I think a personal trainer, it should be like a friend. You need to get along with that person. Because if you guys are not in the same page, if you don't like for some reason, you won't enjoy the sessions, you won't enjoy the service that you are paying for. So you'll feel like it's a waste of your money.
Yeah.
I don't feel that. I just like, people's like, oh yeah, it's very expensive. Like, it's like, yeah, but my benefit, I know, because I enjoy that 2 hours a week. I enjoy to come. I enjoy the results. I enjoy so many other things. So it's just like,
yeah, it's a worthwhile investment of,
yes,
because of the impact it has on your life and how you feel.
Yeah.
And also future-proofing, I guess, you know, the impacts of what it can have on your health and stuff in, say, 10 years' time, 20 years' time, is obviously a big thing as well.
Yeah, and I think, like, if you are just starting, like, if you never did lift weighting in the past or anything, I think it's really important for you to be followed up by a professional because of injury.
Yeah.
That is very important. And is also like, if you are doing incorrect the form, you won't see the results. So I think that is like, for newbies, there's a big like must, like you should go for, because of that. And then it's just like in general, like if you are already a certain age, like on your 50s, 60s, I think that kind of ages, they need more specialized exercises. I see for my parents, they are in their 60s, and my mom says, oh, it hurts my shoulder, oh, it hurts this, it hurts that. So a PT helps like focusing on that kind of things, mm-hmm. and like not making exercise that can hurt you even more in that location. So yes, people should go for it.
Perfect, brilliant, that's brilliant. Let's conclude it there then. But yeah, thank you so much for spending the time and sharing lots of words of wisdom there. And hopefully that's quite inspiring to people, which I think it definitely is. And yeah, thank you for the time that you spent here today.
You're welcome.
No worries.
I enjoyed.
Perfect.